that's part of a medley, but that was a track, so that's real. But you know what? That was Al Galadoro, and that was recorded in 1969 in Birmingham, Alabama. I bought it by Summertime, because obviously it's summertime. That's too obvious, perhaps, but what's not obvious is last Saturday, my wife and I went down to Oneonta to celebrate Al's 95th birthday with him. He was born on June 20th, 1913. Al played every bit as good Saturday night as you just heard him play there. He sounded every bit as good, his inventiveness, his flow, his melodic. He's obviously the years, they take their toll on people, but what's there is just incredible. Al is a remarkable musician, and I'm just honored to have been in the same part of the same century with him, and the part of this century too. He's marvelous, and he's going to have a bunch of gigs coming up in July. So if you want to hear Al, he's all over the Southern Tier, and you can go hear him. I recommend it to you. AlGaladoro.com, or just go to my Radiola blog, and you will see that there is a there's all that great stuff there. You can click on that selection. I have a link to that particular new CD, which is available, just came out 10 days ago, and you should buy it because it's wonderful. That's A Moment in Time. Al Galadoro, 1969 live in Birmingham, Alabama. And that was Summertime. Indian Summer is that's about another 4 minutes. And I didn't really have 6 minutes in the show because I'm talking over it. But I wanted you to hear part of that. And in the early 1930s, let's say about 1934, Al was on radio and played a piece by Rudy Weedoff that Rudy Weedoff had made famous. And Rudy basically was floored, couldn't believe what this guy can do. And I still can't believe what he can do. 75 years later. Marvelous. So there's our connection to Rudy Weedoff right there, Al Galadoro. And now here's Irving Kaufman. And it's You Can't Make a Fool Out of Me, and I think it's because most people make one out of themselves if given enough opportunity to talk on a microphone.
I know you're in love It's hard to explain yet somehow. I have lost all my faith in you now. And though you may swear there's no other, I know you're in love with another. Love is blind, but at last I can see.
Your time to be your guide. I don't have to leave off a rest because I'm the one who say the one living I see yet can make me change my rule. Why should I let some preacher give me away when it took me so long to get this way? I'm gonna make this world sit up and say there goes no one who. Thank you.
And that was the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, again, but under the leadership of Roy Bargy. And I wonder if that was him playing the piano, because he was quite good, you know. He was wonderful. And that was from, 1922. Don't bring me posies when it's shoesies that I need. And I sent out a mass emailing that said, don't buy me posies. So, obviously, I've got to learn to adjust to my glasses better. And I also wound up sending my mass emailings. I email things to myself, and I put everybody in a blind carbon copy thing, BCC, or courtesy copy, as they call it, because it's not a carbon copy. Although I could make you one of those if you want. It costs you, though. And I do have carbon paper. I've been hoarding it. But I sent a bunch of things out to people, and I sent it to myself, except that I forgot to put in my middle initial. So some other guy with my name is getting my emails. And if he's listening tonight, if on the off chance that he knows the show's on, I apologize. I'm deeply sorry about that. And they can block me, and all my, if any of my correspondents get fresh with you, we can block them too, and, you know, just forget about it. I'll try to be polite. But I'm Mr. Typo tonight. Yes, don't bring me posies when it's shoesies that I need. Now, that's basic stuff there. Before that, somebody else who is very, has her eyes open, B. Kerwin, that's spelled B-E-E-K-E-R-W-I-N, and her Happy Six. I don't know if that's the Happy Six, but it's a Happy Six. And that's on the old Puritan label. I think that was also released on Banner. No One's Fool, 1929. Beginning with Irving Kaufman, with Selvin, Ben Selvin's orchestra. And I like that banjo playing there. It's really quite nice. It just sort of continues throughout. You can't make a fool out of me, 1923. Well, I never say that to anyone, because then they proceed to do so. They take that as a challenge. So maybe you can make a fool out of me, but I wish you wouldn't, because I'm very sensitive about certain things. And this is WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm sensitive about that, too. I'm Andy Senior, and I don't know, I guess if I were playing more modern music, it would be called emo, but this is what happened before emo. And I don't know, where do I get these words from? I'm stuck in the past. I know all these things. Here's Henry Burr, speaking of somebody who's, well, he would have been emo when emo, before emo was cool, man. Boy, is this sad. This is from 1919. I'm not laughing, I'm weeping. But this is very sad, and it's a very good copy of this, too. And so, I love this. I know what it means to be lonesome.
I can see. give all that I own just to have you back home. I'm lonesome, so lonesome for you.
In your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come come back again. Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Dance Orchestra in 1927. Another Greg L. You could tell, couldn't you? Yes, you're going to get an ear for these things, just like all of us seasoned shellac hounds. You heard that saxophone and the steel guitar, both by Andy Sinella. I'm sure there was a Mosiello hiding out there somewhere, and all the usual guys. Yeah, that was true. And that vocalist, I don't know where that accent is from. It says here, Westell Gordon. Well, I don't know where he came from, but that's probably not his real accent. I'd say it's about 2 miles north of Stanislavski, and out in the sticks. Before that, we had Cliff Edwards. A little rumble, but worth it. The Lonesomest Girl in Town, 1925. I'm perfect. The other side of that, perfect. Beginning with Henry Burr, and what a sound he had. You know, I appreciate him more as I go on in life. I don't, a lot of these guys like Irving Kaufman and Arthur Fields and Henry Burr, I just, you know, I push them off to the side and look at jazz records, but those guys are pretty good. You have to admit. And they go in the studio all day long and make records, and they were all good records too. Well, we're going to continue. That was a lonesome set. Here's a dream set. See, there is a, like, internal themes in this whole show, which is odd because these are all randomly picked 78s. A lot of them I bought on, well, I'd say a few I got from eBay, but most of these 78s came from Mark Fuller, who just sat here, and I said, thank you, and I'm glad I'm able to play them for you. Here's George Gordon with a song called City of Dreams. This was written by P.G. Woodhouse and Lewis Hirsch in 1918. It was from the show Oh My Dear. It was a Princess Theater show in 1918. And the main thing about this thing is that the guys were, within a two-year period, 1917 and 1918, P.G. Woodhouse contributed the lyrics to 11 shows on the American stage. 11 shows. Can you imagine? And then he wrote a zillion novels that are still literary comic classics, the Bertie Wooster books, etc. And he was writing up until he died, basically. He lived a long time. He lived into his mid-90s and wrote just amazing stuff. So here's an early song by P.G. Woodhouse. He had a 70-year writing career in both the stage and in fiction. How can you beat that? You know, I've written 2 books, and no one wants to look at them. And 100 songs, and nobody cares, but P.G., he had it going for him. Here's City of Dreams.
Down in the valley where sunbeams grow and the stars go to rest when they're old, and their ever covered in sunset glow, a wonderful city of gold. Often I hoped I could see someday that city that others have known. It's easy to find if you know the way, but no one can find it alone. Dear Golden City, life is happy and serene there, where lovers go. When it fell, they can't resist. And how I pity all the folks who've never been there. That I never knew all the wonders they have seen. I'm going to stray there. I've come on out to show the way there. We'll go and stay there. It's much more simple than it seems. One will find us, for we leave the world behind us. In our dear city, our city of dreams, I'm going to stray there. I've someone now to show the way. Simple and it seems. No one will find us, for we leave the world behind us. In our dear city, our city.
To each one it means a different thing. To some it's wealth, to some it's health, to some it's only what love can bring. Please don't blame me if I'm human too. I'm the same as you and you and you. I'm a dreamer, aren't we all? Just a dreamer, aren't we all? In my dreams, each night it seems, my sweetheart comes to call. She's so charming, that's not all. It's alarming how I fall. She's ideal, but then she isn't real, and I'm a fool. But aren't we all? I'm a dreamer, but aren't we all? Just a dreamer, but then aren't we all? Why, in my dreams, each night it seems that my sweetheart, she comes to call. Oh, she's so charming, that ain't all. Really, really it's alarming, the way I fall. She's ideal, but then she isn't real, and I'm a fool.
Donnie Johnson and the Staler Pennsylvanians. And that's a good rendition of that. The only other version of that song I heard was Lily Del Christian, and of course, doesn't take much to make her sound not as good. She was very sincere though, so we have to give her that. And she did record with Louis Armstrong and Jimmy Noone and some of the guys in that recording, but this was Johnny Johnson, Statler, Pennsylvania, a very practiced, tight dance band. Some good jazz in there, too, a little bit of hot playing, but very nice reading of that. Last Night I Dreamed, You Kissed Me, 1928. Before that, Sid Gary, I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? Yes, Aren't We All. 1929, that was a perfect, but it was an electric perfect, so you didn't hear that. You didn't hear the tectonic plate shifting in that one. Before that, George Gordon, City of Dreams, a P.G. Woodhouse song from 1918. Oh, My Dear was the name of the show. And here's this, continue our dreaming set. And I'm not dreaming, I'm here. This is takes a very nasty turn, actually, but it's a very lovely, lovely recording. The International Novelty Orchestra with its rather somber waltz. Kind of chic of Arabish type stuff. Definitely Valentino in there, 1926. Morir sonando, or To Die Dreaming. Oh well.
Thank you.
We're going to run over a couple of minutes, but that's okay. It's not going to hurt anyone. And I don't think anyone's coming in tonight after me, which is okay. So I'll just keep slop over a couple of minutes into the 10 o'clock hour, which I do anyway, my own way. We began that set with the International Novelty Orchestra in 1926. Very, to die dreaming, it says. Morir sonando. And I probably botched that, but I never took a language. I never took one that stuck anyway, not even English. And before that, after that, I should say, see, I told you, Rigo's Hungarian Gypsy Orchestra, in the same vein, 1919, from an Emerson, very nice condition too, The Last Respects. And to finish it up on an upbeat note, the Velvet Tone Dance Orchestra, in 1922, pack up your sins and go to the devil. And by way of, I think next week I'm going to try to do a show on the Seven Deadly Sins. And I have a vocal version of that from the Alexander's Ragtime Band soundtrack from 1938. There aren't too many vocals of that out there. I wonder why. I really wonder why. It was a good dance number, but it also had words, and the words are, rather shocking and strange, considering Mr. God Bless America wrote them, Irving Berlin. But we're going to continue. We've got three more selections, and then we're going to wind way down here. Let's raise the spirits a bit here. Here's Phil Oman and Victor Arden on the other side of that Brunswick in their orchestra at sundown. That's from 1927.
Here's your mother's room, on the wall a jewel print. Here's the kiddie's room, here's the baby's room, here's the fancy line.
It's just here
a plan for us, something good for us, where we two can be ourselves and ease.
We'll have a blue room, a new room, for two rooms, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hallroom, where I can smoke my pipe away, with your wee head up on my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, yours nothing but kisses, with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. You'll sew your trousseau, and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares. Has a blue room far away upstairs. Da 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 dee, da dee da.
We'll have a blue room, a new room, or two rooms, where
every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Oh, I love you, Molly.
Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I
can smoke my pipe away, with your wee head up on my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses, with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs.
You saw your true soul, and Robinson Crusoe is not
so far from worldly cares. Has a blue room far away upstairs.
Oh, yeah. The Revelers, 1926. Rodgers and Hart, The Blue Room. And every day is a holiday when you're married. Yes, it is. Of course, it depends on the marriage. Certain marriages, you know, it could be the 4th of July or even Arbor Day. But some days, you know, it's like Memorial Day or Labor Day even. But mine, I have to say, I'm laughing at my own jokes. I should never do that. I just thought of this, just amusing myself here. No one else around. You know, mine is doing pretty good, so I'd have to say it's in the former category. And before that, we had Phil Ullman, Victor Argan, and the orchestra at Sundown, 1927, lovely Brunswick. And yeah, now here's the hot record I promised you. I'm Eddie Senior, by the way. This is Radiola. I'm on every Friday night at 8 p.m. on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. And yes, this is a legal ID because it's 10 o'clock. But I'm going to go on a little while. Not too long. Just enough. Just enough. A little maybe this and maybe one other thing or two. But this is the hot record I promised you. Benson Orchestra of Chicago under the direction of Don Bester. An early recording of this, but a great one. 1924. Copenhagen. Thank you.
everything.